It's NRL finals week as we draw closer to the Penrith Panthers taking on the Melbourne Storm. A man who knows what it takes to play in the big dance is 2004 premiership winning hooker for the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, Adam Perry. Good afternoon, Adam. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no worries.
Now, I know you played 133 NRL games, including the grand final in 2004. So firstly, Adam, looking back on your career, is that the game that is the real big highlight?
Yeah, that stands out a fair bit. That one and me, probably me debut, are the two that probably the highlights of the career. But yeah, definitely that grand final win and a few days after it were pretty special.
I can certainly imagine the few days after it would have been a pretty good time. But also in the build up to the game, do you remember much from the week before and going into that big grand final?
Little bits of it. There was a lot of extra media around, and you know, a lot more jerseys to sign, a lot more pictures to sign, all that sort of stuff that you usually have in drips and drabs throughout the year. But yeah, grand final week was pretty full on. There was sort of sessions set aside to just do that sort of stuff as well. So you obviously got a few more commitments and the grand final breakfast and all that sort of stuff that is a little bit different. But at the same time, I think Bokey did a really good job of keeping things as normal as they could be, and we trained the same way we normally would. Yeah, just got through the week.
And thinking back about that team you guys had, how was the mateship and how did everyone go about the week?
Yeah, we had we were lucky. We had a really close side, not only that year, but for the few years around before and after. And I think everyone enjoyed the week. We enjoyed each other's company. When we made the grand final, we all had a couple of beers together and celebrated that, and then knuckled down. But yeah, we used to hang out a fair bit together. The boys, we'd finish training, we'd go for feed or go for coffee, but we'd spend a lot of time together because we were pretty close.
And Adam, what was it like walking out to a packed stadium just about to kick off for the grand final?
Yeah, pretty amazing, to be honest. It's for someone who grew up in a town that's got a population of about 3,000 people, and then to play in the footy stadium with 85,000 people jammed in there, it was pretty cool. I think we would have had the majority of the crowd there supporting us that night too, so it was pretty exciting.
And that 2004 Bulldogs side, it had a little bit of a mix of experience as well as some talented rookies coming through, including Thurston and Sonny Bill. Do you feel that's sort of a similar mix to what this Panthers side have been able to create this year?
Yeah, I think there probably is a few similarities. Panthers probably got a little bit of a younger side, but at the same time, we had a few guys in there, the ones that you've just mentioned, that obviously went on to be superstars. And I think Panthers have got a few players like that in there as well. They're great players at the moment, but I see them having very long and successful careers ahead of them as well.
And just finally, it's potentially Cam Smith's final NRL game. How do you think the 2020 grand final will play out?
I keep changing my mind, actually, but at the moment I'm leaning a little bit towards the Panthers, only because I think Melbourne was so good last week and I don't know if they can be that good again, and I don't think Penrith was great last week and I think they'll improve on that. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if the result was the other way either, so I'm sort of sitting on the fence, but slight lean towards the Panthers.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very tight game. Well, thank you very much for your time, Adam. It's been a pleasure to chat with you today, and hopefully we can catch up again in the future.
Sounds good, mate. Thank you.